the I Am Worthy game. Today we're going to play a little game. It's an imaginary game where you get to pretend for the entire day that you are 100% worthy. Imagine that. Well, that's actually true anyway, but you've just forgotten it. Your beautiful, worthy mind and body were conditioned for many, many years to forget your inherent worth and believe that certain conditions needed to be met before you could be deemed with such honours as to be good enough or worthy. But not today. Today, someone decided to completely wipe that part of your personality that believed worth was able to be compromised, and you get to live your entire day feeling 100% worthy. Hopefully you're reading this sometime in the morning, but if not, this might be something you start tomorrow morning, or if you're in the middle of the day, just make it a 24-hour game. I'm very much hoping that you'll love this game so much that you'll want to continue to play it for longer than 24 hours, but let's just see how we go. So, let's just ponder for a moment. What do you think life would look like if you were in this state? What sort of feelings do you think would be dominant when feeling worthy? Think for a moment what happens when you're feeling less than worthy. You're thinking through the four lenses, right? You're finding evidence of what's wrong. You're finding evidence of what you're missing out on. You're finding evidence of how yours or someone else's actions should have been different. You're finding evidence of how value has been reduced in your life or thinking less of yourself because of something that's happened. Today, all that's gone. So if it's all gone, how are you feeling? Free? Excited? Energetic? Appreciative? In love with life? Today, nothing can compromise your feeling of worth. Nothing. So there's nothing wrong. Everything is what it is. Everything you're experiencing has value. You're accepting of all things. You have desires, but you're not attached to them needing to happen right now. You're accepting that you may be in the process of getting from where you are to where you want to be, and you're okay with that. You accept that other people are operating from their priority beliefs that's triggering their thoughts and behaviors, but you are in control of how you respond to them. When you get faced with a problem, you don't personalize it. You just accept that the problem has surfaced that needs attention, and that you're in the process of resolving the issue. So with this in mind, let's run through an example of an I am worthy day. You open your eyes, you take a deep breath, you're instantly reminded how much you love your life. There is so much you are receiving, so much to appreciate. You run through a list of the most obvious things you love about your life. You decide to do some breathing and deliberately feel uplifting and elevated emotions. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out deeply. You find your breath's flow. You generate elevated feelings of love, care, compassion and appreciation by thinking about easy things that automatically generate those feelings, like picturing your child smiling or laughing, or the excitement of your dog when you greet them in the morning, feeling the sun on your body, or walking along a beach. You recall everything you can to stack on top of each other to trigger these warm and uplifting feelings. It feels so good. You radiate that feeling out to fill your body and send this energy out to the world. You feel it radiate within your house, through to your children and your loved ones, to your work colleagues, to the people who need it, to the world around you, to the environment. You feel absolutely amazing and you've not even stepped out of bed yet. You suddenly remember how many times you had to get up last night and how much broken sleep you've had, but you trust that your body can handle it. You also trust that your child will eventually learn how to sleep through the night by themselves at some point. All is well. Time to get out of bed and start the day. But how do you walk though? Hang on. You can't walk as your old self. You have to walk like you're worthy. What's your body language like? What's the look on your face? Take a look at yourself in the mirror. What do you look like when you're worthy? What is your posture like? Do you have a spring in your step? Are you singing to yourself? Are you dancing down the hallway? How are you walking as you place your feet onto the carpet? You stroll out to your living room. The kids are already awake. Ooh, they're grumpy. You smile. They're just learning to change their state to. You commit to showing them what an I am worthy person looks like, regardless of how other people may be feeling. You remember that you get to dictate how you feel at all times and resolve to not go down with them when they're grumpy. Nothing can faze you today because nothing can compromise your worth. Nothing can devalue your day because there's value in everything. You open your mouth to say good morning, but hang on a minute. How does a worthy person do that? If you're 100% worthy, how do you now speak? What's your tone of voice like? What words do you use? Are you loving, compassionate, empathetic, joyful, energetic, or playful? How do you even say good morning? With pure love in your heart and no nonsense talk in your head, you are drawn to actually see your children. You are very present. You notice their beauty, their innocence, the troubles that may be causing their grumpiness. You see their need to be loved, and you're filled with a need to be loving towards them and smother them with kisses. Yes, even the teenager who looks at you like you're an alien, and you feel like one, but an awesome feeling worthy one, and you know that after they get over the shock of the new you, it will be an infectious one too. Your energy will be radiated up to 10 feet wide in all directions, so they won't be able to help but feel your worthiness being smothered all over them. They'll probably start to feel worthy too. Okay, time to get ready for the day. Breakfast time. You mosey on over to the kitchen with your feel-good swagger and your awesome-feeling posture, and notice that the dishes haven't been done from the night before. So, that's life. They'll get done. They'll get dirty again. They'll get done, and they'll get dirty again. You smirk at the playfulness you feel within you and start scraping and stacking the dishes. Do I have time to do them right now? You ask yourself practically. Probably not. Maybe I should just prioritize getting the kids breakfast and come back to them if I have time. Doesn't really matter if they get done right now, you say. You continue on getting through the breakfast routine and getting ready to get out the door on time. As the morning continues, you notice that you're starting to run late. You've asked one of your children 3 times in your nonchalant, happy and playful way to please get ready, but they are fixated on their iPad. But you're feeling worth, remember, so you don't personalize it. Them being on the iPad instead of getting ready is not about you, and you know it. It's about what's going on for your child. They're distracted. The game is way more interesting than the boring task of getting dressed. It doesn't even compete. You recognize that their priority beliefs are dictating their behavior right now. You feel so light and easy about your life, you can even empathize with your child. Hey buddy, that game looks like fun. Don't you just wish we could stay home and play on it all day? I wish I could sit on the couch and watch Netflix too. That would be so relaxing. But we got to get out the door, don't we, hun? Let's put that down and I'll help you get dressed. I'll race you to the bedroom. Loser has to do 10 push-ups. Phew, problem resolved. What's next? I like how creative I feel when I'm feeling worthy. Ah, I forgot that Joey has soccer training this afternoon. Where's all his gear? Oh, it's spread out from one end of the house to the other. You don't really have time for this, but hey, these things happen. You recognize that the old you would have been stacking up all these interruptions to getting out the door and becoming frustrated, but why? Only because of some preconceived idea that if you ran late, the world was going to end and you would be deemed as some useless, disorganized, unaccomplished parent who couldn't get themselves together. But that idea has not even entered your mind today. You have no comprehension that such an idea could even exist. It's been wiped from your mind. To a worthy person, each event is just an experience that forms part of the morning. You're trying to get out the door on time, but it so happens that a few things are stopping that today. It's not every day this happens, just today. If it was every day, you would sit down and reflect upon why things weren't running smoothly and work out a plan everyone could follow that would help us be more organized. No biggie, we're all learning here, and life has its ups and downs. As you walk out the door, your teenager suddenly starts yelling at her younger brother and getting physical with him. She's completely overreacting, and even though you're running late, because you aren't personalizing it and stuck in a story about it, you're a lot more present. You recognize that your daughter's reaction has nothing to do with her younger brother. She's projecting another emotion going on within her that she doesn't know how to deal with. Hey, Melissa, you come here for a minute? Are you okay, honey? This is not like you. You seem really upset right now. Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes. Joey's being a pain in the bum. He always annoys me. I just want him to go away and leave me alone. I can't stand him being anywhere near me. I've had enough.
Oh, I'm so sorry you're feeling like this. I know that sometimes it can be hard to have a little brother that's so much younger than you. You seem more frustrated with Joey than usual, though. Is there something else going on to be making you so mad? Your daughter bursts into tears. I don't want to go to school. Jody's been picking on me and spreading rumors about me, and I'm sick of her doing this. She's meant to be my friend. Why does she have to be like this?
Your heart goes out to your daughter, and you feel grateful that you were able to recognize that her behavior towards Joey was about other worries going on in her life. You let her know you understand how hard that must be and vow to talk over some potential ways of handling it while you're driving to school. You give her a hug and let her know that you understand things are tough, but you'll work through it together. Finally, you're able to get out the door and you realize that you're only 5 minutes late after all. You get the kids to school and they wander off happier than normal. You say, I wonder if that's because I feel so worthy. Next stop, work. So how many situations do you feel would be completely different if you were feeling 100% worthy? Can you see how it would change every decision, action, thought, feeling, reaction, interaction with others, your ability to be present, and how you experience everything you come across throughout your day? Can you already see the ripple effect feeling this way about yourself and your life would have on the people around you and how they start to think, feel, and act towards you? Was it all roses in that morning routine? No, there were plenty of reasons to get upset or stuck in a wrong path, missing out, could, should, or worthless lens. But with that part of the mind wiped, only love, compassion, empathy, understanding, solution-focused thinking, awareness, presence, and a love for life was able to be accessed. Now it's your turn to practice living with 100% worth. How to put today's lesson into practice? There's only one way to learn to rediscover your worth, and that's to live it as if you're already worthy. We have now spoken a lot about the patterns you get stuck in that result from repetition and continued practice. Feeling worthy and loving your life is a practice too. So today's lesson asks you to pretend that the four stressful thinking lenses have been wiped from your memory, and you only know self-love, worthiness, acceptance, gratitude, and joy. If you slip up, accept it and get back into the game. Continue on like you've just begun the game and let go of the past. Continue to walk, talk, think, feel, and behave as though these are the only emotions you know how to live, and start to observe what decisions you begin to make and how you do life differently. Start to observe those around you respond when you're living from this space, and above all, enjoy yourself. This is going to become your new self. This can become your default state of being. You just need to practice. With everything you've learnt so far, I want to encourage you to become someone who already feels good enough right now. Try it on. You might just find you like how it fits and may just want to play this game more often.